This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For your daily celebration. Celebration Wednesday, March the 8th, is on the air. This is the DJV Experience, which you can follow at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, and follow the exploits. There are lots of things at Facebook that you can do, Instagram connections. Today, on this date in 1908, Victoria, the city of Unork passed the Sullivan Ordinance. Do you know what the Sullivan Ordinance is or was?
I do not.
It made it a crime for women to smoke in public.
Wow.
The punishment for being caught included fines from $5 to $25 and 10 days in the slammer.
Wow.
You go, that's progressivism for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's see what else. This is International Women's Day. Do you know that, Jennifer?
International. I didn't know that, and you're so lucky that the three of us did not strike, because, you know, that's what's being called for today, is that women do not show up to their jobs.
Really? And how will that help things?
Well, I don't know, because I'm here, so obviously I skipped the rules.
Well, okay. If,
I mean,
in fact, you decided...
supposed to make the statement, but I'm with Jennifer on this one. I don't get it.
What would be the reason for your striking, not just necessarily here, but in general? What are some of the things that are being touted today by women who say, I'm on strike?
Well, just to show that how many, if women don't go to work, many businesses wouldn't be able to function, and just how many things would be upset in our world if women just decided to strike for a day.
Mm. Yeah, it's so also, you're supposed to not shop and stuff like that. So it's kind of the same as the Immigrant Day, where it's just supposed to show women's impact on the economy and jobs and the world.
And you're supposed to wear red. So if you see a lot of people wearing red, I don't know why red is the color, but that's what they
Thank you for reminding
anger.
Me of that, so I make sure I do not wear red today.
Anger. Red represents anger. I'm angry.
I don't know what it represents. I just have a hard time protesting this for us here when there are women who suffer so immensely in other parts of the world, where here we have so many choices afforded to us. I mean, look, there may not be exact pay equity in the workplace, but as far as everything else goes, I mean, women have the right to choose whether they have a job, a family, they wear pants, they cover their face, they show their ankles. I mean, there are things that we can do here that people get killed for in other countries. And I feel like if we're going to start rallying for women, we need to rally for the women who are getting the heck beaten out of them on a daily basis.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. There's a lot of stuff. The worthwhile stories. For example, here's the story of Amy Krause, who lives in Chicago. She's the host of a Chicago radio program and has an interesting blog. And her blog today is filled with an essay called Modern Love. As a matter of fact, the essay appeared in the New York Times. That's where I saw it. I like the New York Times. I don't like the news that the New York Times presents because I think it's biased, but I think there's some great things in the New York Times. I think we said this yesterday and the day before. I don't know why I've started focusing on this necessarily at this point, but I have found a lot of things, including this essay, You May Want to Marry My Husband. She is serious. This is not a sick joke. She and her husband have been talking about what they have found. She was rushed to the emergency room last week with what was thought to be appendicitis. And when the examination was done, she was told by the doctor that she was dying of ovarian cancer.
Ugh.
She'd been married for 26 years. And so as a result of what she's going through, she's decided to put it out there. She has children, and she wants them taken care of. She loves her husband, and she wants him taken care of. So she has decided to make it her business to try to find her husband's next wife and her children's next mother.
There was a Golden Girls episode about that.
I was just going to say that, Jen.
Was there really?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know anything about the Golden Girls in an episode of that, and I don't know that I've ever seen anything quite like this before or heard something.
Maybe that's
quite
where she got
like
the idea.
Before. Could be. Could be.
I mean, it's a nice thought.
I mean, just think about what would happen under the circumstances if you were there. None of you are married, but you have men in your life, and you have children on the way, or not, you're adopting sort of.
Sort of.
Children. But as this, go to the New York Times website. You can see this if you can get in. That's part of the problem with the Times. I think we were talking about that yesterday. You've got to pay for everything.
Yeah.
I can get in. She describes what it's like to be under the morphine and her husband sneaking your juicy cheeseburgers and whatever it is that she has remaining in terms of time. She naps from time to time because she's in so much pain, but she also is losing her ability to fight, and so her body's just breaking down, and so she sleeps all the time. She talks about how extraordinary her husband is. She's been married to him for 26 years. I suppose it could be described as a sick joke. My husband and I walk into the emergency room, and, you know, what does she find out? She finds out that she's going to be dead in September, if not before. She knows it. And so then she talks about the trips that she and her husband and their children have planned. And what she says, there's nothing that they can do. I mean, I don't know about the medical side of this, but if there's nothing that she can do, she presents.
Don't you think this gives her control, though, Debbie? I mean, like, when you
control
in
what way, Jennifer?
When you are told that you are going to die and that you're going to die in X number of days, 30 days, 60 days, whatever it is.
Yep.
You feel like you have no control over making, you feel like you have no control over making that decision in your life, that there's nothing you can do and that this has been predetermined for you. So this has to provide her some comfort to say, look, I can control my surroundings. I can make sure that my family's taken care of. I can do all these things so that when I leave, I'm going out sort of on my own terms.
Yeah.
Yeah. And besides comfort, I mean, it also just gives her something else to focus on.
Yeah.
I can imagine it would be hard when you get that diagnosis to think about anything else about the fact that you're going to die soon.
Well, it gives her a purpose, and a purpose
and
keeps everybody going.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
She describes her husband as 5'10", 160 pounds, salt and pepper hair, and hazel eyes. These are the attributes in no particular way that would cause someone to love him. He's a sharp dresser. He takes good care of our sons. He is able to... He has a flair, she says, for fabulous socks. He's fit, enjoys keeping in shape. And then she describes her children. We could go on and on. I just find it very interesting. And I don't know whether I think this takes so much courage. If I were faced with it, or if you were faced with it, could you handle it in the same way? This is the question. It's maybe not even a rhetorical question for those people who are listening right now. Having compassion for yourself and for the people that you love. She obviously has a great friendship with this guy, and that's something else. There's a great essay that I saw that also appealed to me about love and when your greatest romance is a friendship. She loves this guy, and she's sad about leaving, but feels that her most important thing is not to focus on herself, because it's too late to do that, but focus on her family. God, love this woman.
Yeah.
Put yourself in that position, man. I don't know. There's a lot of strength there. And the moment passes, and she knows she's closer. She writes in the essay that she didn't have any expectations about life or going anywhere in particular. She met her husband. She said, at the end of my first dinner with him, I knew I wanted to marry him. And he didn't know until a year later. There's men right on the money, figuring it out.
How old is she? Does she say?
She's 54 or 56, somewhere in there.
And so her children are at least...
Some are pretty grown.
High school
yeah.
or
Yeah,
older?
No, they're college age, it looks like.
Okay.
Yeah. She has one grown son. The other two kids are in school. One of them is in India, and the other one is another school. So here's a woman who's been active and been encouraging in terms of her family and what they accomplish and how they live, and they've lived life. They've done a lot of traveling, and so she's put them first. I think that's really what's going on here. I find this to be a fabulous story, frankly. It's sad, extraordinarily sad, but yet yeah. not so sad.
So selfless. It's
yeah.
unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, think about all of the things that are, when you look around at what's going on and the things that we talk about, most everybody is focused on self. And so here's somebody who understands that that's they're not going to do her any good at this point anyway. She might have been that way earlier on, but she's been told there's nothing they can do. Imagine that. I mean, even hearing that. Sorry, can't do anything for you. I don't know that I'd accept that if it were me, but that's, you know, everybody's different. Anyway, I thought that you'd enjoy at least hearing that story and putting yourself maybe in that position. How would you do? That's the question to ask yourself. How would you do? Here's a question. How do you do now when it comes to having the best body that you possibly can have and control of your body? You know what's going on? Man, have I learned a lot this week by being with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm so blessed to have these two doctors as friends of mine so that we can talk on the air about what they teach me so we can sort of teach you or give you the heads up on things like this little business in my heart that I found where nutrition has the improper nutrition, me not having a lot of protein, has affected the muscles in my heart. Not that it can't be quickly fixed by changing my diet or changing what I do, but that's something that came from Jack and his focus on overall well-being. And Ken Kronhaus has that same ability, and thus the two of them have recommended a product called Super Beets that's sourced from non-GMO beets. They help nutrition, circulation, support blood pressure levels, and it's all natural. These are non-GMO beets that are grown specifically on farms for the people who produce Super Beets. It's a company called Neo 40. So they cook them and they dry them and they powder them and then they encapsulate them so that you can have two different choices. You can have the powder that you put in your milk and super in your smoothie every day for a super drink, or you can put them on your tongue and they dissolve instantly and immediately you have the energy that comes from the nitric oxide that's basically the best and strongest ingredient in beets, so opens up your arteries to get the blood flow through to your muscles and to your brain. So think about that as you start your day. How do you want to every day start the day? Do you want to have a cup of coffee, have bad breath? Do you want to have the energy for good workout? Some people start their day. I know guys who are in business. They have to be at the office at 7:30. They get up at 5 o'clock. They go to the gym. Women do the same thing now. And they need an energy boost. No crashes welcome here. No energy drinks that wash out when you take your first pee. Nope, that's not what you get here. You get the super effect of Super Beets. So if you'd like to be like Jennifer and Victoria and Karen and me when you grow up, call this number, 800-655-4183. Or better yet, go online to DougLikesBeets.com and order your Super Beets there. Get the book Beat the Odds, 30-day supply free with your first order. All kinds of cool stuff at DougLikesBeets.com. Or 800-655-4183.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Green Change at the Hour. This portion of each hour devoted to music, people in the music news, and because it's the International Day of the Women, which was inspired by people who don't like Donald Trump, we'll put that aside for a moment and listen, although I'm guessing Sheryl Crow's probably not a big fan of the Trumpster. Is she? Do we know what her policy is?
Well, just to clarify, the International Women's Day has been around way before Trump. That's a separate thing. Yeah.
But there's a lot of people who want to kind of mix the two, mix and match. Would you say that was accurate?
I think that the messages are cross-pollinating. Yes. Is that a good political answer?
Buzzing around.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so Sheryl Crow has returned to the rock world. She's, what, for the last 3, 4, 5 years in the country? John, would you say, Jennifer?
In the last 3 or 4 years, she released a country album, but she had been there on and off for a long time.
She debuted some new music at some sold-out Troubadour shows this past weekend. The crowd seemed to like this direction, which isn't really a new direction. It's the old direction, right? It was her start in the world of rock music, where she first became well-known. So she's got this new album that's coming out this spring, and then she's got an amphitheater tour this summer. There are 8 new songs that premiered yesterday from the forthcoming Be Myself album. Mostly sounded like they could have come off the first couple of albums that she did. How many years ago? It was in the mid-90s when she first came on the scene, right?
Yeah, she was a backup singer. Wasn't she a backup singer for was it Prince?
Michael Jackson,
there you go.
Yeah. So if Santa Monica Boulevard was the first thing that she did that anybody paid any attention to, wasn't it?
That's All I Want to Do, yeah.
All I Want to, and I know that's Mel's Diner, which is across the street from a car wash on Santa Monica Boulevard. That's where she was sitting with us.
Really?
She's watched this guy. Yeah, I mean, it's a true story. Where she first got isn't she Canadian? Where'd she come from?
Mm.
Not from Southern California, none of that.
Missouri?
Is she?
Almost Canadian.
I feel like Missouri is jumping out at me. I feel like it's Missouri, yeah.
All right, trust your gut there.
Yes.
Victoria, trust your gut. Anyway, so she said the album that she's got now is her attempt to get back to how I get started on my second record and third record, referring to this is 1996, the thing called Home, A Change Would Do You Good, songs like If It Makes You Happy, and then 1998's Globe Sessions, where There Goes the Neighborhood, Anything But Down. She's got a lot of projects. She's working with Stevie Nicks, Keith Richards, Vince Gill, Don Henley, Chris Christopherson. And this is all good stuff. Sounds pretty good. Sounds like her, the old her. Although I didn't have objections to the new her. Did you?
No. I don't really think it's that different. You know, I don't think she's really... I think if she started now, I think she'd probably be placed in the country genre anyway. Yeah. But it just back then, maybe in the 90s, it was there was a weird crossover moment happening.
Where it was a little folky sound. Yeah.
Like Jewel. Yeah. If Jewel debuted today, she would be straight country. But right. She was like pop folk at the time.
All right, other women on the International Women's Day focus of music, Lady Antebellum and Jimmy Kimmel Live. She and Belle Biv DeVoe.
Love this.
Fans with a mashup of Need You Now and Poison. This is kind of
she would like, never think of.
So what do we think of this?
I love it.
You like it? All right. I'm glad you do. The Academy of Country Music Awards have announced performers for the 52nd Academy of Country Music show on April 2nd. Among the performers, Lady Miranda Lambert. This is the house that built me. And then there's Maren Morris, who's going to be in this. This is a lady who's really coming from almost what seems like nowhere into prominence, right?
Don't you think?
Yeah, good. All right. So, ladies of music in the focus here on the International Women's Day at 28 after the hour.
Reflection is the key to enlightenment. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The student once asked his teacher, what types of behaviors will lead me to enlightenment? The teacher replied, the kind where action is involved. The student was confused, so he asked, but by definition, don't all behaviors involve some sort of action? Yes, said the teacher, of course. So you're saying that anything can lead to enlightenment? Absolutely, replied the teacher. But remember, you didn't ask which behaviors might get you there faster. The point of this Zen story is that if you're willing to learn from your actions, anything you do or have done can lead to enlightenment. Look, make whatever decisions you're going to make today, but at the end of the day, consider stepping back to reflect on whatever you chose to do. The more you do that, the more aware you'll become. For awareness and insight along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shades.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Got that good soul in my feet. Feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.
Now 34 after the hour. How do you do? Hello. Welcome to the DJV experience. D Doug, J Jen, D Victoria. Sounds like some code, doesn't it? It is the special code.
Yeah, you can save 20% right now on your radio listening. Yeah.
Actually, you can save money if you go to buy the sheets and pillowcases have it at Parachute by using the /DJV, right? Do that?
Yes, free shipping, I think it gives you, right?
Free shipping! Yes. Okay, yesterday, WikiLeaks pulled a Mr. Robot, published lots of classified CIA documents. I'm happy to have this information. How about you? Who's happy about what has come from yet another leak from WikiLeaks about the government using your computer, your mobile phone, even smart TVs?
Your Samsung TV, yeah. could be a microphone.
Well, anybody could be. They could be watching what President Trump is doing or watching. They could be watching or listening to what you're doing, Jennifer, or what I'm doing, or what Victoria is doing. Anybody. That's
documents. To be fair, Trump already tells us what he's watching. SNL,
he does.
The Apprentice.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess to a point he does.
Fox and Friends. You know, I think this is funny because we laughed at those people who would put, like, blankets over the webcam on their laptop. Remember that was a thing for a while?
Yep.
And we kind of laughed and said, oh, those guys, what are they afraid of? That camera's not going to turn itself on. Well, it looks like
it
the CIA has said how they've weaponized our personal devices against us, our cell phones, our laptops, all of our technology that we're addicted to.
Yeah. It's so crazy and sick, and people say, well, it's a sign of the times. Nobody agreed. What comes first, though? The chicken or the egg? Is it because we have a bad world that we do these things, or do these things create a bad world because of the suspicion that's put out there? Everybody's a bad guy until proven otherwise. This seems to me to be very detrimental to our security, to our health and well-being psychologically, to our freedom of rights to do anything. That aren't just, if I'm doing something that doesn't hurt anybody else, it's nobody else's business. None of anybody else's business. Whatever I do, whatever you do, whatever we do collectively in the name of freedom, otherwise we don't have any freedom, really.
Well, it sure
seems
like
we don't feel free anymore.
Sure seems like the government has taken away many of our freedoms quietly. It's like the sleight of hand trick, where they hand you a freedom and then they take away a few. I mean, I think in California how we've legalized marijuana. Okay. Mm-hmm. But now that we've legalized marijuana, what's happening? Well, the reaction to that is that when we start doing traffic stops, police officers are going to be taking your DNA, and that will be, no doubt, cataloged in some respect by the government once you're on file for or whatever it might be. So we've given up a freedom to get a freedom. And I just, it seems like we're out of the business of just living in a country that freedom reigns supreme. Now it's still a game very much about control. Okay, we get cell phones, we get all this great technology and devices. Well, now the government can use that to totally infiltrate our life. It's so crazy.
Well, it's not only that, it's demoralizing. It's like we have no life anymore. Everything's controlled. Everything is under the control of somebody. I just read a report on the plane coming back last night about how much money we spend or have spent in the past 10 years for this sort of thing, for surveillance, for the supposed security that we have at the airport, for anything that is being monitored that will hurt us in terms of health and well-being, what the FDA is doing and the USDA, all of these that we've spent In the last 10 years, over $4 trillion of the $20 trillion that we're in debt, we've spent $4 trillion on phony security. Like $900 billion spent by the TSA and that kind of stuff.
And it doesn't work.
No, I mean, and that's, none of it works.
Yeah, none of it does, because they just have the... We were talking yesterday off the air, Kara and I were, about the new pat-downs and what it actually means, and it's going to be more invasive. And the reason that they have to do it is because they sent test people through with fake guns. 70 of
guns
them.
And 67 of them got through.
That's insane. How do you spend trillions of dollars?
Bombs strapped to people's back, they got through?
Yeah, crazy. Crazy.
And one of the other things that Victoria mentioned to me was it a suggestion from the TSA that women don't wear leggings? Because
a lot of people online were saying, okay, I guess you should stop wearing leggings to the airport if
because
you're
the pat-downs are going to be more invasive. But to me, that seems like that would make it easier for them to see if you have a gun or if you don't have a gun so that, you know, maybe they don't have to pat you down as much.
I don't think they're allowed to just visually look at you and assess that. I think they have to
be
the actual
they have been
pat-down.
Trained, though. If you look at the new TSA pat-down procedures, they have supposedly been trained to look into your eyes and tell as to whether or not you're a suspect or if you're wearing a hat or a hoodie or something. And of course, that's racial profiling, because more blacks than anything else wear hats and hoodies when they go in, whether it's at the airport or
that
any
is
place.
Doug. Come
I'm
on.
I'm not kidding. I'm not. You go through the airport as much as I do, that's exactly what you see. So don't give me that old Doug stuff.
Okay, you are correct in a sense that is definitely an urban style across any part of any city in America. That is true. But there are also just as many white kids in New York who look exactly like that.
Yeah,
and probably
that's
in
fine.
LA, too.
But I'm just telling you, that's not in their mindset. They're not doing it because they're worried about white kids. This is one of the most one of the most racist organizations, the way they handle things. I'm so sick of the TSA and going through this stuff every time I go through an airport.
I don't know that it's a racist organization. I mean, I look at the TSA when I go through, at least in my airport at LAX and at Burbank Airport when I fly, and I fly pretty frequently, or at least I did up until I started working a marathon of jobs. But, I mean, it's typically people of other races. There are not a lot of white people working for TSA. I mean, so I don't know if they're racist. I think they are poorly trained.
You're right about that. A lot of, in LAX, for example, I went through Salt Lake City yesterday. And
that's kind of a sign of the demographics there, right?
Well, Salt Lake is growing, man. I'll tell you something. There's a lot of population. That airport is buzzing and humming.
But it's still very white, right?
Salt Lake
City is the whitest airport in America.
I would say, yeah, Mormon and white. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of, but there are plenty of Hispanics working at the airport. That's my, I think that was the point that Jennifer was making, that not all the people working at the TSA are white.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say that it's racist, because I'm no fan of the TSA, but I don't necessarily think it's racist. Well, I think it's a matter of training. I mean, I actually like the guy who's in charge of Department of Homeland Security right now, John Kelly. I think he's a good guy, and hopefully things will improve under his tutelage, if you will. But I wouldn't mind seeing the government just at this point just get rid of Department of Homeland Security. I mean, that was something new after 9/11. Yeah. It's more government overreach.
Like
it's a lot of money being spent, and people are still carrying fake guns on airplanes. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
You see,
yeah, it does feel very redundant.
We start these organizations with, you know, as a result of, as a reaction to something, and then they never go away. There's a new department. Okay, so
the Patriot Act. That's still around, isn't it?
What a horror show.
I know.
It's a horror
joke.
Yeah. Well, this isn't just a joke. It's part of this whole business that we're talking about with WikiLeaks and what they find out about you. All of those things started after September 11th, the excuse to take over. And then there are the conspiratorialists who say that, you know, this wasn't really a job done by the Middle Easterners at all. It was an inside job done by Dick Cheney and his pals to get control of things. Well, that's, you know, it sounds preposterous, but you know what? There's so many. I would say that having the CIA able to look at my computer is preposterous, but apparently they can do it.
Oh, yeah.
So anything is possible, it would seem. And that's what's so troubling about this. Okay, exercise your mind, think it through, come up with your own conclusions about things. We've given you the info, so now you know what's happening. You figure, okay, what do I do?
Put a little piece of tape over your laptop. I mean, right now, I'm laughing.
Where do you put it?
You just put on the little camera on your laptop.
Where's the camera? I'm looking. I've got three screens in front of me.
Well, if you have a desktop screen, that you won't have a camera on it. It's only a laptop.
It's a laptop. Okay.
But like on my MacBook, I'm looking at the picture. If someone wants to look at me right now with no makeup on at 6:30 in the morning,
I'm looking at you right now.
Then more power to you if that's what you're interested in.
Doug, Jen, Victoria, and your health. Flavor. Freshness. The new Tasty Lee tomatoes bring you today's food news report. Tasty Lee tomatoes vine ripened with more lycopene, which is the antioxidant that so many people want to get out of good fresh vegetables and fresh fruit. Well, here's one. By the way, haven't you been told that tomatoes are fruit? I remember that when I was learning.
Yeah.
Tomatoes are fruit.
So are avocados.
Fruit. Seems like it's veggie. You have veggies in your salad. Sometimes you put fruit in your salad. The bottom line is the Tasty Lee tomatoes are certified by the American Heart Association as being the heart healthiest, the friendliest. This is a company that has grown from a little eatsy-teensy farm to a big company that understands what you want. They know that you want the mix of sweet and tangy. They've surveyed the people who have used and eaten and loved their fruits, the tomatoes, over the years. Taste is exceptional. The packaging's exceptional. That's right. You can get these shipped to you if you'd like. That's what happened to us. I think we all had them shipped to us, right? The Tasty Lee tomatoes came delivered, and they were juicy. They were fresh. They've figured out how to pack them and save them. But you don't have to have them shipped to you. You can go to your favorite grocery store and get Tasty Lee tomatoes because they're everywhere now. And then there's what they've got that's so helpful, this TastyLee.com. Go to Tasty-Lee.com and see their recipe book. This would be something handy. Jennifer's busy and Victoria's busy. I have a lot of time to be cooking I don't cook, frankly. I'm not one. I'm not from there. A lot of people. Richie McFadden does all the cooking at his house.
Does he?
And he. Oh yeah. And he does a great job. He loves to cook.
And, I'll tell you. Do you want me to tell you? I was going to tell you yesterday, but yeah. We got distracted.
Go ahead.
You know what I did with my tomatoes over the weekend, or at least a couple of them.
Yeah, what?
I made bruschetta, and it was so delicious. I was entertaining this weekend, so I had, I finally diced up a tomato, a couple of tomatoes, added some basil and some chopped garlic and some olive oil, mm-hmm. little bit of balsamic on top, and you just scoop it on a little pieces of crostini. Oh, my gosh.
Yum.
Those tomatoes are so flavorful. It's so delicious.
Right.
I would imagine they probably also make an amazing marinara sauce if you cook them down, because the sweetness, there's no acidity in them, so you don't even need to like put a carrot in or add sugar or anything to your sauce. They would just make a wonderful marinara.
See what you can find at tasty-lee.com for recipes. That's tasty with an i-lee.com. Not only do you find the recipes there, but you also can find out where they're available or order them for yourself. Tasty with an i-lee.com. So our food news today comes from a recent online healthy commitment poll in which 7 out of 10 respondents said that they had resolved to focus on diet and nutrition this year. Another 26% of respondents intended to exercise, making fitness the second most popular resolution, but under the circumstances, we all know how that works. So the bottom line here, you know, there are a lot of people who say, I'm going to exercise and do all this stuff after the holidays, then they don't. But what is working is the dieting. More people are sticking to the diets. They're not sticking to the exercise routine, but they're sticking to the diet. 60-65% of the dieters understand that energy comes from carbohydrates and not protein. And that's, you know, good for a fitness program, but it's also good. It'll help you if you're just walking. I learned a lot from, as I said, Jack Stockwell gave me a special heart test while I was visiting with him in Salt Lake City. And from it, I learned that my heart, even though strong and healthy, it's not compromised by any calcium or deposits or anything, but it needs nutrition because I don't have a lot of protein in my diet because I don't eat meat and I don't eat chicken. And I don't like eggs. So whatever I get from either beans or from...
Sausage you sneak on the weekends.
Yeah, right. Some of the sausage I sneak on the weekend once in a while.
Right.
Helps me out a little bit. The important thing here is that you stick to your diet. Know what foods your body needs. Because everybody's body is different. What Victoria needs to nourish her body is different than what Jennifer needs to nourish her body, or what Kara needs to nourish her body, or what I need to nourish my body. We all have a different chemical makeup, and so what your needs are things that you need to figure out on your own. And I found that this test that Jack gives to be a great way to do it. But you can feel, if you have a lot of energy, that means you're eating the right things. So keep that in mind. All right, it's 11 before the hour here with DJV.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief, but the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
All right, 53 after the hour now. It's time for our Tech Talk Daily Report. A lot of things going on, as is usual. Gmail has an update for you that may make you happy. There are problems with Papa John's, and we'll talk about that. And online and out of line, some of the cybercrime stuff, the WikiLeaks, all of these things are part of our call to action today. Speaking of a call to action, if you are hiring, you'll be happy to know the folks that are bringing you this report, the folks at ZipRecruiter.com, have gotten a lot of response from people who listen to this program. And they are pleased. They have said so to me. And they want you to know that they are here at your service and on your side. Kind of like the custom program that you're listening to from DJV. We are here at your service and on your side. And a lot of the folks that we talk to you about who are advertisers that support this program so that you can hear us are folks like ZipRecruiter.com who are here to help you from top to bottom. If you want to post a new job, I did a survey actually from them yesterday, a job survey, which I was sitting at the airport and I had my my iPhone and the survey came up and I thought, okay, let's do this. And it told me a lot about my own preference when it came to hiring. And so if you're more sophisticated, you've got a small business and you do the hiring yourself, you got a medium-sized business, maybe you've got HR people, no matter what the size of your business, ZipRecruiter.com is a fabulous, the best way, in fact, to get anybody from anywhere, any industry, into your company. It's the greatest and easiest to use interface. No juggling emails, no calls to your office. And it is free when you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's it. The listeners to this program can post jobs on ZipRecruiter by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. If you want to take advantage of that and you haven't heard me talking about it one more time, I'll repeat it. So you can use ZipRecruiter.com free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Help yourself. All right, let's see what we got, Victoria, here when it comes to Gmail. I have a Gmail account, I guess. Do we all have Gmail accounts, pretty much?
I don't know. Yeah. Do you, Jen? Yeah, I do. In fact, my business account is actually operated through Gmail.
Yeah.
Well, then this update will be great for you, too. Gmail has finally, I love saying that just for Doug's benefit now. it's been a long time where a lot of Gmail users have complained that the amount of the size of files that you can send through Gmail are too small and too restrictive. So everyone has to use a different service like a Google Drive or Dropbox. Now, Gmail has said they're upping they're raising the maximum size of attachments from 25 megabytes to 50. So this should really make work so much easier for people who have to share spreadsheets and working documents like we do here on the show. And we really don't even need to now share a Google Calendar. We can actually just go back and forth through our own emails. They do have one little caveat, though. They have not increased the storage size of your Gmail account. So once you're finished with these larger documents and attachments, you should keep deleting them so you have more room for new things. But this is an exciting update for a lot of people. It's good news for Gmail. It keeps people within their system rather than going to Dropbox and other programs.
From the pizza giant Papa John's, some bad news, I suppose maybe good news, depending on how you look at business. There are lots of ways to promote your business. Papa John's been sending too many texts to customers, so what are they going to have to pay? What's the fine here?
Well, there's a new lawsuit. It's a guy named Jonathan Anozzi versus Papa John's International. And this is a court case that normally no one would pay attention to, but a lot of people are now on social media. And he's claiming that Papa John's started texting him in March, and that even though he has opted out where you reply with the word stop, he's done it numerous times.
Unsubscribe,
and he's still getting these Papa John's, you know, any two large pizzas up to five toppings. And so he's now claiming, which this is where it gets funny, he's now claiming that for every text that they sent him, he wants $500 in restitution. And so,
On that one.
Yeah. So his lawyer said that these text messages have caused her client emotional distress, anxiety, frustration, and annoyance. But the interesting thing, though, about it, this is not the first company that's been sued for robo-texting. Facebook has also had problems in the past. Mm-hmm. And this, depending on how this case goes, this could set a legal precedent going forward for robo-texting.
You know, there's so much of this stuff. I saw a study of the World Wide Web and how e-commerce is being done, e-news, e-trading, e-mail, e-everything, mm-hmm. e-crime is on the increase. It's just amazing. We're talking about WikiLeaks here and what happens in these chat rooms. It's a buyer beware world when it comes to using all this technology. Thank you, Victoria. 59 past the hour with DJV.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.